السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Our topic today is embryology. When we see how the fetus is developed in the womb of the mother, subhanallah, that makes manifest the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, Huwalladhi yusawwirukum. He Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala shapes you, forms you, fil arhami, in the wombs of the mother, kaifa yasha, as he wishes. So this is a manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. The hadith is reported on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an. He was faqihu hadhil ummah, one of the great muftis of this ummah. The hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, authentic hadith. He, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, states, Haddathana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam, the Master alayhi salatu salam informed us, wa huwa sadiqul masduq, and whatever he himself said, he is truthful, and what he uttered is also 100% the truth. So therefore, Sahaba, their intense love for the Master alayhi salam would use such words. Now the Master alayhi salatu salam said, Inna ahadakum, verily one of you, yujma'u khalquhu, that remember that his creation, meaning that the process when he was being created, fi batni ummihi, so it goes through all these stages. So it is for 40 days, arba'ina yawman nutfa. So 40 days it is that semen and sperm. So it remains in that shape, form. Then ثُمَّ يَكُونُ أَلَقَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ, and thereafter that 40 days it becomes alaqa. Alaqa means قِطْعَةٌ مِنْ دَمٍ. So it is now that blood, that congealed blood. So that is now that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for 40 days leaves it like that, مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ مُدْغَةً مِثْلَ ذَلِكَ, then مُدْغَة قِطْعَةٌ مِنْ لَحْمٍ, so thereafter it becomes a piece of flesh. And if you look at it, you know, today with all the x-ray systems they have, then you will see it seems like the flesh has been chewed. So therefore مُدْغَة. So 40 days like that. ثُمَّ يُرْسَلُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ الْمَلَكُ, then the angel is sent. Now فَيَنْفَخُ فِيهِ الرُّوحُ, so the ensoulment takes place, the ruh is inserted. This is after 4 months, 120 days, 40 days the nutfa, the semen, sperm, 40 days remember the alaqa, that is the piece of congealed blood, and then 40 days the flesh. So that is 40, 120 days, and that is now 4 months, and then the ruh is taking place and entered into the fetus, and ensoulment takes place. فَيَنْفَخُ فِيهِ الرُّوحِ, and then the ruh is blown inside. وَيُؤْمَرُ بِأَرْبَعِ كَلِمَاتِ, and then the malaika commanded with 4 things. A bikatbi wa rizqihi, that they have to write down the risk of this person, how much he or she will inhale, exhale, how much they will eat, how much they will drink, all these things there will come in. Wa amalihi, all the actions this person will do, remember all that will be written. Today you get a builder and he tells you how many bricks you require. You have an electrician, he tells you how many, all the pipes and whatever else you require. So all these things here, so based on their expertise, they make mistakes. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is Alimun Khabir, so he knows exactly. So the risk and sustenance of the person is written, and the action of that person, wa ajalihi, the lifespan, 20 years, 40 years, 70 years, 100 years, 20 days, whatever it is. So the sustenance, the provision, the action, the deeds, and the lifespan, wa shaqiyin, o shaqiyun, o sa'id, and whether that person will die on iman, or that person will die without iman and faith. فَوَالَّذِي لَا إِلَٰهَ غَيْرُهُ قَسَمْ of that being that truly there's none worthy of worship but him, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. إِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ لَيَعْمَلُ بِأَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ The person does the actions of the people of Jannah, good deeds, salat, fasting, charity, all this, looking after the parents and the wife and whatever else. Hatta ma yakuna baynahu wa baynaha, and between Jannah illa ziraun, it's just one hand span, meaning that 1 meter, one arm's length. So in a case like that, it's so near he's supposed to enter Jannah. For yasbiqu alayhi al-kitab, and then the predestination overtakes him. Then that person goes and commits kufr and shirk right in the last portion of his life. He does actions of the people of Jahannam. He goes to the church, he makes ruku, sajda, prostrates to the idols, Allah forbid, fayadukhuluha, and then he enters Jahannam and the hellfire because of kufr and shirk forever, Allah forbid. وَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ, and you find another person, لَيَعْمَلُ بِأَمَلِ أَهْلِ النَّارِ, his whole life he was committing kufr and shirk, حَتَّى مَا يَكُونَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهَا إِلَّا ذِرَاءٌ, but between him and Jahannam there was just that 1 meter, 1 yard. And فَيَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ, then the book and the pre and the destiny overtakes him. فَيَعْمَلُ بِأَمَلِ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ, he recites the kalima, he becomes a Muslim, few days, few weeks, few months, فَيَدْخُلُهَا, and he dies with that iman and Islam, he enters Jannah. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif. When we study the noble Quran, Surah 23, verses 12, 13, 14, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about the 7 stages this human being goes through. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ, we created this human being from the clay. So you must remember this. So this is Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَا نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ, then we place the semen in that firm place and it is stored there. ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُطْفَةَ عَلَقًا, and then that semen takes the form and the shape of the blood. فَخَلَقْنَا الْأَلَقَةَ مُضْغًا, then that congealed blood we make it into a piece of flesh. فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا, and then that piece of flesh become bones. فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا, and then we cover the bones with the meat. And remember this human being's development. Today the doctors, gynecologists are amazed, but the Quran spoke of this more than 1400 years ago. ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ, then we make this human being into the masterpiece of Allah's creation. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ, how magnificent is Allah. Barakah, blessing comes from Allah alone. He is the best of creators. Thank Allah, he made us the masterpiece of his creation. We make ruku, sajda, we bow down, prostrate only to Allah, to show we are the servants and slaves of Allah alone. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala give us the true understanding. Ba of the Deenul Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.